Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pretty excited about this, too. You know my first guest tonight from Parks and Recreation and Will and Grace. They know each other as husband and wife. Please welcome Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally. Nice. Nice. What an honor to have you. We don't always have power couples on. Yeah.
Oh, are we?
You're definitely
know
a power couple.
Fell into
you
that
pulled
category.
This room to their feet just now.
Oh,
everybody
generous
loves the
estimation.
Two. Yes. They're happy for your happiness. You mind saying that?
Es mutual.
Nick, I just want to point out that right over there, we got the table that you made for me.
It's
right
quite there, beautiful. It's holding
absolutely
up.
Beautiful. And we got the coasters that you made for me the last
and
time.
And I made
this
mug.
Mm-hmm. Does he? Is it nice having the handyman around?
Hey, can I see one of those real quick?
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry. Yes. I apologize. We're not animals.
You were sorry.
We're not animals. Is it nice having a handyman who can make things? Has he made you, like, anything special?
He's very good with his hands.
And how is he with his wood?
Excellent.
Has he crafted you anything nice? Like, I made you, like, is it sort of like a kid making a macaroni frame for his mom? Like, has he made you something?
He's made me many macaroni frames, which come in handy. He has made me a lot of things. As a matter of fact, the box that the engagement ring was in when he proposed to me was hand-carved, and it was heart-shaped and kind of 3D and opened up on a hinge, and there was the ring. It's pretty good.
That's pretty sexy.
Yeah.
Did you know he made it? Like, did he say, I made this?
Well, I assumed.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you make it?
I did make it.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm. That's what I confirmed.
Oh, that would be crazy if it finally came out that he did not make it.
He just went to Jared.
Yeah.
You have a new project going on. You have a new wood project going on over there. Besides the table, you have something in your pocket.
We do, yes, thank you.
I assume it's not the murder weapon.
I brought you a couple of these. They're the Offerman Woodshop Mother's and Father's Day cards.
They're wooden Father's Day cards.
Yeah, it's about an eighth inch, maybe 5/64 of American cherry. And we make them on American cherry. It's the most charismatic of the domestic hardwoods, mm-hmm. and the closest to red, mm-hmm. the color of love.
That's really nice. Now, where can people get these?
OffermanWoodshop.com.
Okay.
You can get tables and coasters and cards.
Now, Mother's Day is this Sunday.
Indeed.
So, is there time to get this for Mother's Day? Do you have express shipping?
I imagine if you order right now.
It won't get there in time.
We guarantee it by next Wednesday, yeah.
All right, good. And you'll find out how much your mother actually loves you by sending her a card late. You guys are hashtag relationship goals. Everybody loves your relationship, and you're very open about your love for each other and your sexual love for each other. And you have a show that you're launching again this summer. It's called Summer of 69, No Apostrophe.
That's
okay.
Right.
Now, How sexy does the show get?
Well, if you like live sex acts.
I live in New York. You guys have a, do you have a power couple name? Because you are a celebrity power couple, and you've got to have, you got to have a Brangelina, you got to have like a Philium H. Muffman, you know?
That's the best one.
Yeah.
Well, we want one. Do you have any
ideas? We've got a couple options here. I just want to see, like, because I'd love to get you guys hooked up with a celebrity couple name, see if this works out. How'd you guys meet, by the way?
We met doing a play in the year 2000.
It sounds like you met in the future, but it was 17 years ago. I realized that was... So what was the play? Like, what was the play? Were you immediately attracted to each other?
No, we met... I was. It was after the second season of Will and Grace.
So you're famous at this point. You're famous.
Oh, I don't know, but he was living... he was sleeping on a couch in someone's basement. So great catch. And... we both were in the play, and we're kind of like screwing around doing bits between scenes, and I started thinking that he was really funny, and we were becoming friends, and then one day I thought, wait a minute, is he sexy? And
How do you verify that?
Yeah, I'm still working on it. And not really.
I can take
that. He's very sexy. And... so then I didn't want to get involved with anybody, but he did.
Especially somebody you're working with.
Especially somebody I was working with. And but he was very, very persistent. He has a great work ethic.
And he was working it.
And he was working it, and it paid off.
I plied my troth.
Yeah.
Oh, you plied your troth. I wasn't sure. Yeah. I really do need a glossary for this, for this interview. It's, I want to take the SATs right after this conversation.
Yeah.
You know, in the show, you reveal a lot of personal things about yourself. Is there anything particular, any particular personal stories that you could share with the audience that I could tell without bleeping on the show?
Well, you could, I mean, I know you can say this word on television, but I wrote a song in the show where we reveal a lot of trivia about ourselves that nobody knows. And one of the things is that Nick once had poison ivy on his, poison oak on his penis.
Oh, right. So. Uh-huh. And Nick, how did that come about?
Well.
Thereby hangs a tale.
Funny you should ask.
We'll find out.
I like walking and hiking and running in the woods, and there was a trail, and there was a beautiful poison oak tree with a with an orifice right a couple feet off the ground. I must have brushed against some poison oak and inadvertently gotten the oil on my hands, and then took a leak in the woods and.
And there's
then,
a song the, about this.
You know, the...
There's a song.
It's much better in G.
Yeah. And but the end piece to this tale is that just two months ago, we were in the same place, and he took a hike again on the same trail. Poison oak.
I can't...
Everywhere?
I can't get enough of it.
Consistent.
No, I meant...
Keep it in your pants, my friend.
I kept it below mid-thigh this time.
Yeah, just barely.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you again for the wood products.
My pleasure.
For the stories
of your love. What's your celebrity name?
What's your celebrity name?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't do that. Sorry, I just was so curious. So here are the options. We got two options for you for your celebrity name.
Okay.
See what you think here. We got Negan Offelman. Okay. Again, it's a portmanteau. Or Mick Malofferman. I think it's Mick Malofferman.
Coming up, Mick Offerman's Community Calendar.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Now, Mr. Offerman, you are, if I'm not mistaken, you're from a small town in Illinois, right?
That's right. Minooka, Illinois.
Good town.
My grandfather was the mayor, and my whole family still lives there.
Well, everybody knows we love small towns here on The Late Show. I even do a segment called Community Calendar, where I list upcoming local events in a small town. I did one with Eminem. From Monroe, Michigan, mm-hmm. And I did another one with Jeff Daniels for his town of Chelsea, Michigan.
And good towns, very good people.
Yeah.
I imagine that the people of Minooka would love to see one of those as well.
Well, they're in luck, because it's time for Minooka, Illinois' Community Calendar. Welcome to Community Calendar. Here are actual events happening this month in and around Minooka, which is a word that means good land in Potawatomi.
If it wasn't such good land, the Potawatomi would probably still have it.
Next Monday, the Grundy County Chamber of Commerce is offering a workshop on networking business cards, which will teach attendees how to utilize business cards. There are bound to be plenty of people there to network with, so don't forget to bring little scraps of paper to write your phone number on.
On the 28th, there will be a seminar on medical marijuana for police officers held at the Minooka Fire Station. The police station was unavailable because they're hosting a seminar on ladder safety for firemen.
Love seafood from the Midwest? Then head on over and try the new menu items at the Shrimp Barn Restaurant, like cinnamon apple fritters or their signature dish, barn-raised shrimp.
On April 6th, K9 Paw Print is offering discounted neutering services for dogs owned by veterans. It's their way of saying thank you for your service. Though the dogs would have opted for a parade.
On April 17th, Morris's Junk in the Trunk outdoor flea market is being held behind the Walgreens on Route 47 from, as it says on the website, 8 a.m. to 8 a.m. Be sure to get there early before all the good stuff has been sucked into a time vortex. And remember, no clothing, mass-produced imported items, or private or commercial vendors are allowed. So get naked, head on over, and buy nothing from nobody.
Next Saturday, you won't want to miss the laser tag tournament at the Shanahan Library. Run around and blast your friends with lasers. Obstacles include shelves, stacked books, and people trying to read.
Speaking of libraries, on Tuesday, head on down to the Minooka Branch Library for a special laser comedy show. It's like a regular comedy show, but with a greater chance you'll be blinded.
Finally, Wednesday is the Minooka State of the Village Luncheon, where Mayor Pat Brennan will answer questions about our community. For example, what's happening with the repairs from last June's hailstorm? And what's the deal with all the lasers at the library?
Well, that does it for Minooka, Illinois' Community Calendar.
Remember our motto, established 1869. Words we still live by.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.